Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to
The Bus Factor.
Yes, the Friday edition. It's Friday edition this week.
Yeah.
Did you do a tweet out?
No.
Okay, well, give me like a few minutes and I'll do one. Get them, because I know how you listeners like to are you doing it? You gonna do it?
Yeah, I can do one. Okay, it just takes me a while.
Yeah, it's fine. I know how you listeners like to be notified on Twitter. Oh, should we get a Mastodon?
We could.
There's like some drama we can... Well, I guess it's not InfoSec. There's like the drama this week with Twitter. They're shutting down their one of their APIs. So the only people who can use Twitter are like official clients or something. I don't know how it works exactly. But people are salty about it. Anyone's migrating to Mastodon, which is a cool name.
One thing I was thinking was asking our listeners to let us know where they commonly listen to stuff from, if you know what I mean.
Like, you mean devices, or like you mean websites?
Do they do YouTube? Do they do Twitch? Do they?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because we use Twitch, but we definitely could use YouTube. Yeah.
Well, like, we post it to YouTube as well. I'm just wondering where.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
So yeah, if you're listening, let us know where you're listening from.
Yeah, could be useful. Could get you a new and improved bus factor with new locations and all that kind of thing. We also got a. Have we mentioned our Patreon recently?
We haven't, but if you guys want to help us out,
yeah, we got a
join our Patreon.
I was also thinking we could look at getting a waterproof camera, because we're going to need one at this new office, right?
We also thought of another issue while you weren't here.
Yeah.
If you notice that tree just out the window.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to grow leaves. And yeah. Then it's gonna like, block the view, because that's going to be a leafy tree. Yeah, we can change windows at that point, I guess. Or we could commit some vandalism. Yeah, I looked at like the really far down one. It works.
It'll be hard, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for all you viewers, you can see the... just getting some listener feedback. we can fit it past the tree. But a nice green leafy tree will be good.
Yeah, it will look good. It will make it look less bleak.
Less bleak. Yeah, because it does look quite like grey at the moment, doesn't it?
Well, it is grey, but
it's grey and it looks grey.
Yes. So what's news?
News.
Do you want to finish?
Oh, Jesus! Just stood on my cable and tried to stand up at the same time. Do I what? Sorry.
You want to finish eating?
I do, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna be dedicated to the bus factor.
Oh, look at this ABS.
Oh damn, that is. I kind of forgot that part of the show existed for a second. It's like.
What number is that? That's the
airport flyer, right?
2508.
91 2508 505. Oh, wait, you're
going to
report these?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, cool. Whatever.
You know me.
Yeah, I do. You're right. Why should I expect anything different?
So I don't actually report them if there's like only two. It's depressing.
You only report the good ones.
This intersection just does not get as much excitement.
Oh, it doesn't get as much excitement, but it does still get a fair number of red light runners. Were you here last week?
I've watched. We only got 5.
I mean, that's decent. We get 5 at the other intersection.
We used to get 20.
Yeah, when we started.
Yeah,
I'm saying like we got 5 at the intersection. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what we got when we left anyway. So
yeah.
Not really that different.
Well, that guy was a loading zone.
One thing we could... Yeah, he was loading. I saw him, yeah. One thing we could mention.
Do you want to know an urban legend about loading zones?
Okay.
You can't just park in loading zones if you're loading. You have to have, like, permits and shit.
What? That's not true.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Like, you have to be an authorized person to be loading and loading. Like,
what? Are you serious? Is that the urban legend or is that the law?
No, that's the law. Like,
what? I don't... But
so that person that just drove off was just not.
Isn't the point that you can like load there?
No, the point is that authorized people can load there.
Our boss is just saying Hugh's wrong.
So our boss is eating into the urban legend.
Yeah, so, okay, well, Hugh's saying that it's the law. So, I mean, do you know the law? To be honest, I'm looking at you and I don't think, you know, don't think you're super up to date on the law. Yeah, so, yeah, the other intersection.
Like hiding?
He's not a beanbag.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
yeah, it's very.
Hearing his voice. Like,
where is he? Yeah, there's way less stuff. Yeah, we can go down and press the button. We can set up a. You could set up like a little servo remote Raspberry Pi with a Wi-Fi connection and trigger it remotely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not a great intersection.
I know. And we don't get like crazy chaos when the buses are blocking cars and
yeah. Oh damn, that guy just did like a he did the thing you what's it called when you like go up on your front wheel,
a wheelie?
No, he, that's when wheelie is when you go up on your back. Ignore that please. Yeah, oh no, you just missed it, you didn't see it. Oh yeah, we need to implement the new
Let's not talk about the new replay that could have been implemented 10 years ago.
Yeah, so Bull's been booked for not having the proper permit, so I guess yeah. There we are. That's just weird. I did not know that. How was anyone meant to know that?
Been booked, that sounds like real.
I just ticket
booked.
Booked.
Yeah, we don't say booked.
Spent the night in prison. Yeah, normally you're booked into the cell, right? Yeah. So the terminology is a bit different. Unless you did go into a cell, Paul, in which case, damn, they do not mess around there. I didn't know that. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of laws like that, right? Ignorance of the laws isn't an excuse to break them, which sucks because there's so many.
Yeah.
You can't conceivably know them all.
Do you know all the laws? All of them?
Like, I reckon. I'll do the exam. I think I got it down.
I wonder if there's like any one person that knows all of them.
Or lawyers don't.
Yeah, lawyers don't, cops don't.
Yeah, fine.
Like, who are these people that are meant to know all of them? Not even judges know all the laws.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, like, part of our law is based on case law, right? So
yeah.
Each case contributes to the law. So how are you possibly going to do that? Yeah. Yeah, speaking of laws, like, I'm going to segue into the news here because we've got some. Yeah. Did you see the new Disclosure website? Disclosure.io, I think it was.
Yeah, so it's a like community run disclosure. So it's kind of community.
I don't know who runs
like,
it exactly. I presume it, like someone said it was.
Crowd had their name on it, I think.
Yeah, like Bugcrowd was mentioned in here. This project expands on the work done by Bugcrowd and CypherLaw. Someone's legal bug bounty and Dropbox's call to protect.
Yeah, that open source vulnerability disclosure framework, which I think we've talked about on the Bus Factor before.
Maybe. I mean, like, the cert here has like a similar thing, right?
Yeah.
So who's edited this? Ed Overflow, don't know who that is.
Oh, Jesus, this bus.
Yes, Nat. So it looks like bug bounty guys. Damn, that's wait, was that?
He just nearly killed a cyclist.
Did he?
I don't know, he like came up like real close and like took a while to stop.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you saw the cyclist go there and then suddenly a bus comes past and you see the cyclist just wham? Oh, look at that car. That is not an appropriate place. Oh, I feel sorry for these cyclists as well because they're kind of like, I could probably just like split those cars, right? Right?
Yeah.
If I was a cyclist, I'd be
So like I've been in the situation this guy's been in. Like I can fit past the car easy, but then there's a bus and like... How do I get around that? Go on the other side of the road.
Yeah, go on the other side of the road.
But that's like fucking dodge as fuck.
I mean...
Especially because that's not enough distance to like kind of get over enough to have a look.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, look at that ABS violation.
ABS violation. Other side, no traffic moving on the other side.
Oh, that car on the other side. Well, yeah. I wouldn't really call it a car, but it's not meant to be there.
Yeah, I mean... Oh, yeah, it's bus lane, yeah.
Bus lane? Although
there is a high-vis vest in the back. Can you see
bus
a high-vis?
Only.
You see the
high-vis vest? It's just not a bus, though.
Oh, that's a child
that's
wearing
a
high-vis vest.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. Well, not, I was like, maybe it's an official.
even still, not a bus.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been like official bus business.
Oh, not a bus. Official bus business. Yeah. Oh, my God, I want to get that sign.
What, official
should,
bus business?
For our next T-shirt, we should do that.
Oh, official bus business.
Yeah.
And then the bus factor on the back or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we could do that. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Do people want our official T-shirt?
Have we ever had one printed?
Well, we can get some say. If you guys want our official Bus Factor T-shirt,
we should print one. We were going to, right? Because we got the stickers printed.
Yeah,
if anyone wants some stickers, hit us up.
I would like that T-shirt. It's pretty cool.
It's a good T-shirt.
It's like cute as fuck.
can you catch the Bus Factor? Yeah. We had a brainstorming session one night and we came up with a bunch and we've got brainstorming t-shirts. Session. It's a brainstorming session. T-shirts and stickers and stuff. Yeah, so disclosure, I don't know. Like, the other thing is, like, I don't think we need more disclosure guidelines. Like,
yeah.
Like, how does...
So was this the one that was building on top of the let's have a security file on like every GitHub repo?
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe. This is...
Oh, this is a red in. What a red.
Easy, mate. Easy.
What a red. Did you catch the number on it?
One says, yeah, they want T's. Ooh. Let's get T's.
Bus cam.
We'll get a few printed and see how they turn out. Because we haven't... I don't think we've got any printed yet. We've just got the designs.
All right, that was one. In front of Johnsonville.
What bus was that? Well, it was the one that was in front of the Johnsonville bus. I guess that's true. I'm not sure it's going to be
useful for
them. We've
done that before, and they're like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's lighters out of the back.
It's hard to take notes. Has anyone noticed anything different about these buses?
These buses?
Have you noticed anything? I'll give you a...
Oh, probably, but...
Yeah.
Maybe we need to wait longer before it's noticeable.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. The disclosure thing, because, like, you know, you find a security issue in big company. You want to disclose it. I don't think the big company is going to be like, well, they used disclosure.io, so we're not going to sue the shit out of them. Like, it doesn't seem likely.
So it's kind of interesting, this disclosure. So I read, might not have been in the last week, but so Google's Project Zero, they find bugs and they report them to a whole bunch of people.
Yep.
Problem is, they have to abide by Google's disclosure policy, well, the Project Zero's disclosure. And so sometimes they, like, struggle to actually be able to report vulnerabilities because a lot of people have just been like, oh, yeah, we're on HackerOne or PugCrowd now.
Yeah. Yeah, the blue light is gone. That's the thing. No blue lights. Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. And
so
they
now,
have to,
like,
they're bound
to
by two separate terms and conditions.
Yeah, and they're like, no, these do not, like, they're not good for us. Oh, what are you doing? I'm pretty sure if any one of these cables comes out, the entire setup dies.
Yeah, that's why I was moving it. It's because I was putting, like, heaps of pressure on that USB cable. There's, like, the cable situation here.
Oh, yeah, and it's, like, our network.
It's not even the cable situation. It's the laptop situation. The laptop is just a clusterfuck of bad design. I struggle to see. Though it does have a Xeon in it, so that's kind of cool.
Ooh.
It's got a Xeon sticker. It doesn't have a Xeon.
It's also got a Core i7.
Yeah, believe me, it doesn't feel like an i7 when you're using it.
i7's old, man.
Well, you can get new i7s.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. Disclosure. I don't know. I'm
Disclosure's
kinda,
hard.
I'm like, really over disclosure, though. Like, I just... it's better, and it's getting better, but I don't know. Maybe someone could explain why this project is good, but I don't really see the benefit of it.
Oh,
so
do we
know.
Count this bus?
So we've talked about this in the past. Last week.
Yeah,
came
you were
up
talking
a lot.
About it. Like, I wouldn't.
I'm willing to not count it because there is the two lines and there's no clear definition for where it ends. Like, you can make a guess, but... Oh, okay. Mr. Bus, who's, like, letting people on and off?
Oh, right. I was like, yeah, why is traffic not moving? Oh, yeah, you guys can't actually see, but there'll be, like, a big gap between that yellow bus and the green bus. Oh, and it'll stop again.
Yeah, because that's where the... I mean, you can't see. They get the idea. That camera, like, points far away. There's, like, a big blind spot where the bus stop actually is.
A giant blind spot.
It's kind of nice, though, because, like, the blind spot means we're not, like, staring at people. We're staring at the moving buses, not stopped buses, right? 60E. Does that stand for express or extended?
Oh, I think it might be extended express.
Extended express.
Yeah. So it goes extra further, but really quickly.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as, whoops, took a wrong turn, I'll just go here.
Oh, yeah. That happens on buses. We got another news. Yeah, so the blue lights are out, the buses. They're gone.
No more blue lights.
Which is, okay.
They apparently could just switch it off at any time.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So
that was just a red.
Was that? Click the replay quickly.
Oh, my God, I'm slow. Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah, I'd say it was red. Like, there wasn't exactly enough time to tell for sure, but we'll say that's right.
4131.
The bus says on it, "My days are numbered. A new bus will be replacing me soon." Which I don't believe that. Oh. It's going to take them like 10 years before they get the electrics back.
Old one.
Yeah, it came from Auckland or whatever, right? It's one of the Auckland ones, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lose track of like where all our shitty buses come from. Like, it seems like Metlink has new inventive ways to get shitty buses appearing, no matter what. Like, do you know what I mean? They're really inventive about it.
Like,
hey, we have a good bus network. Let's get rid of the trolleys. Oh, now we need to get some diesel buses from Auckland. I'm like, where did you, how did you?
It's because Auckland was like, hey, let's like upgrade our buses.
Yeah. They were
Wellington, our like younger sibling. Like.
So old they can't use them in Auckland anymore. And they're like, yeah, we'll take them. Fuck it. Ah, we've talked about that enough. Yeah, no blue lights. Do you reckon it was a safety issue?
People were getting migraines.
No, I mean, do you reckon the reason they said we have blue lights because it helps reduce glare? It's a safety issue to turn them off.
I know. They also said they're all over the world.
Yes. Oh my
god. And I've just never seen them anywhere in the world.
They're all over the world. It was very.
And
silly.
They also said it was like factory fitted, couldn't be turned off, and apparently now, oh yeah, there's just a switch.
I mean, factory fitted. That part's probably true, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Probably not a safety issue. Or if it was, it wasn't a big one. It does seem like a whatever. We talked about that. He's writing down more news. He's got another thing to add to the list. It's in the bus lane. Ollie, you handle that one?
Yeah, I'll know. Okay. You probably do.
He just wrote down cocaine. Yeah. No, he didn't write down that. He didn't.
Have you not heard the news?
The news.
The news about cocaine.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
They're taking it out of coke. Like the drink.
They already did that, mate. They already did
that. Oh, man. They did?
They did. Got caffeine in it now. Caffeine.
Yeah, just replace the addictive drug with something slightly less, maybe more addictive.
Believe me when I say cocaine is significantly more addictive than caffeine. It's pretty different. It's a pretty different addictiveness.
Yep.
Okay. Do we want to stay in the bus lane? We haven't got much bus lane news, so I don't know if we want to.
Yeah. We'll.
Tough decisions.
We'll jump. We'll jump.
Okay. Okay. We're in the tech lane now. Do you hear that? It was a lane change.
Are we in the tech lane or are we in the tech lane?
Is there a difference?
Just the way you say it.
Gotcha. Tech lane. Tech lane. We have like a filter that gets rid of the...
Yeah.
So when you whisper, it like cuts out weirdly. It's like...
it's you.
Creeper. Okay, the top news of the week, and it's top. Oh my god, I just realized we didn't bring up our written notes. This is gonna give us so much news.
Yeah.
I forgot, there probably
will be quite a bit there.
Okay, yeah. So the big one that I saw this week. Oh, that's right. We forgot about that one as well. That one.
Oh yeah.
That one. Don't care about that. Don't care about that. Oh, that one. I think we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we talked.
Did we talk about... Yeah, we talked about Reddit getting hacked last week.
Or like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago now.
Yeah, it was when I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So there's two things that I think are kind of interesting this week. One not directly related. Australia's new anti-encryption laws. So I haven't read the legislation. Have you? Have you read the legislation?
Negative. I try and avoid just reading legislation.
Yeah, it's pretty dry reading, isn't it? I haven't even read commentary on the legislation yet.
Yeah.
So to be fair, I am speaking out of my ass with no knowledge about anything. So
not much of a change.
Ouch. Normally I like try and read the titles of articles at least. This time I don't even have an article to go with. I don't know. I think we talked about this when... So you remember a while back they were like... The Australian was like, bruh, just ignore the laws of mathematics. And there was a big thing.
Yep.
And what he really meant was, I don't give a shit what the mathematics is. Just let me do my fucking job. He was just like, I don't care, whatever. Just make me do my job. That was what he meant, but people made fun of him.
I reckon this guy's going to be running a red.
Yeah, I think he will be. They basically just come out and introduced a law. It's my understanding that says, give us intercept capabilities. We don't care if it's encrypted, give us intercept capabilities. If you have to make it unencrypted to do that, if you have to do this. Now, I did see one thing. The law does...
Lucky.
It does make it legal to compromise auto-update mechanisms.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is a... This is tough because...
It's blue.
Oh, did one just look? He got out of the red light and another one went.
Yeah. So what's that? Oh, 903.
Damn, dude.
903 522. You notice that one that just went out of the camera is blue.
Blue lights?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, quite.
That driver hasn't switched off.
Did you increase the counter?
Oh, no. When... I need to do two more.
Oh my gosh, you haven't been increasing the counter?
Oh, I've been making lists. Not that one. That one.
He's making a list and not checking it.
Ever.
Not once or twice.
Yep.
That. Yeah, so compromising auto-update mechanisms, which is it's one of those things that you don't want to de-incentivize people updating.
Oh, this red car's wrong.
So he is. Right?
Yeah, like security updates you just want to have, and like
yeah, and if someone's
it's a
like,
pain trying to get people just to set up automatic.
So
updates.
if people start coming out with like, oh, by the way, if you turn on updates, the government can read all your communication.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, that's a bad precedent to set. How do you solve it though? I don't know. Like, the thing Pat Gray's been talking about is like, you know, you can compromise an update for each individual device. I haven't listened to Risky Biz this week, but it's something he's said in the past. So the idea is if someone wants a warrant to read an Apple device, then they go to Apple and they say, okay, this is the device. Apple creates an update that can only be applied to that one device.
Yeah.
And that way the auto update mechanism isn't compromised like globally, which is good. Like you remember NotPetya got done via the update mechanism.
Yeah.
So this is already a vector.
Oh,
yeah, boy.
Oh, what number was he?
I didn't see. I was looking in the camera.
In front of Johnsonville West.
You can see, wow. I can see further on the screen than I can on the in the window. So I tend to look at the screen. I don't know. Auto update. The law, I think, is fine, though. Like, conceptually, the idea that... Well, I don't know. I'm torn. I hate the government, but also we as a society have kind of decided like, hey, if the government wants access to something, they have a means to do that. They have warrants, right? We've said they can have warrants to do this kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like it's okay. Like,
yeah,
within the bounds
enough.
Of our current laws. What would be good is I read, the civil rights thing that Thomas Beagle contributes to?
Yes.
Is it civil liberties or something?
Yeah, that's one.
I tend to take most of my anything to do with like civil liberties and like, is this law good?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I will read what Thomas Beagle says and take that on board. I'm like, good. Someone else has thought about this for me.
Do you reckon he's listening?
No, I don't think he listens.
He might.
He might. But no, I tend to defer because they tend to have like quite well thought out pieces on this, and they're often I think they're often like contrary.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Like, and you already have the window out, ready to go. Did no idea what number it is.
In front of Corey, too.
They're going to really hate you this week. Yeah, I think hackers tend to have quite a, like, left-wing, liberal, don't intercept my communications. Which, like, I'm pro as well. Like, I really like Tor. Like, I donated to Tor. I contribute, donate time to Tor. Which is, you know, governments, generally speaking, can't compromise
you
Tor.
You contribute hardware as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I contribute, bandwidth and stuff. So I contribute to the Tor project and I enjoy it. But at the same time, like, society is kind of just being like, hey, we accept that lawful intercept is a thing. But, these guys tend to have, like, a differing view to what I'm used to. So, yeah. You got any cybersecurity law?
Yeah, security stuff.
Yeah. There's the other one that's written down on here. That's on our list as well.
Is that the same as that?
Yeah. Come on.
But
so I'm gonna foreshadow the next piece of news. I already did it. That was it. It's already done.
Oh, look at that ABS violation.
Oh.
Karori 2.
Do you see his number? That's too small. Karori 2, 2214 or something. Click that. Hard to see though. My eyesight's not great at the moment. I guess we'll start talking about the new. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Oh, I see. About the news. So this is the Intel Foreshadow bug. I haven't read the technical details.
Oh, that tasted terrible.
Nice. Nice. I haven't read the technical details. Kind of a theme with this week. For those wondering, I woke up at 4 p.m., so I had to shower. I didn't have time for breakfast, so I just came straight in. It's dedication to the bus factor, isn't it?
If you say so.
It's dedication. Not dedication to professionalism, but still. Do you know about this bug?
No, I don't.
Okay, I guess I'll take it then. So this is... Intel CPUs have a feature called SGX, and my limited understanding, because nothing implements it, especially in Linux land, is that you can use this to run either of it's like to do with the hypervisors and virtual machines and untrusted code and trusted code. The idea is you can run things, I think, in the SGX that even if someone gets ring zero, they can't compromise code running in the SGX.
Yeah.
That's my limited understanding of it. And I may be getting a lot of the details wrong there. It's to do with privilege and unprivileged code and what the hell, that stuff.
Whoa.
Wow, someone's stealing some of Hugh's stuff.
Wow.
Is that was for your anniversary, right?
Yeah, that was for my anniversary.
Oh. Yeah, your wife isn't going to be happy about this. Also, isn't there a note on it that says, like, to Hugh?
Yes, there is.
Gets it home. Hey, honey. Someone's trying to steal Hugh's flowers. You okay this week? You got a little bit of a cough. We need a cough button for you so you can...
A cough button?
What? Yeah, cough button. So that when you're mic'd up, you press the cough button and it lets it the mic. Yeah, you'd press it at times like those. Anyway, it's a Spectre Meltdown style bug that lets you compromise everything in there. That's pretty much it.
Sounds pretty good.
I don't think this is like that. I mean, it's a bad bug. I just don't care.
It's interesting how like they just keep coming out.
Yeah, I mean, one happens. It's like you saw the similar thing with Rohammer, right? Where it was like Rohammer came out and everyone was like, "Wait,
oh, look at that ABS."
That definitely is a ABS violation. Also, that bus says
number 3.
The most difficult part about riding a bus is deciding where to sit, which is a fucking lie. It's a lie. It could be true, but it's not at the moment. The moment the bus network is in shambles. It's chaos on Wellington streets. He's just updating the counters. We've got a lot this week.
Oh, we didn't guess.
Okay, I guess. Well, what was the time? It's only 5:30?
Hmm.
Oh, it's going to be a long episode this week, isn't it? Yeah, one of our reporters didn't actually send us news stories this week.
Yeah, we have paid but unpaid reporters.
We have.
You put them on that side.
Yeah, that's the bus lane. Okay, so we might be getting a fresh news injection late in the show.
A news injection.
Yeah, fresh news injection. What else?
So when do you reckon the next Intel bug's going to come out?
Ugh, I don't know, another month? Once a month at the moment. But they all like the same class of bug where it's like, hey, it turns out CPUs are really shit at doing like per process isolation.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's just the class of bugs. And are we not just at a point where we're like, yeah, that's a thing? Like it sucks, but I don't run any I have run hyper. I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I've never
Should
run
we just
a
go back to, like, single CPU architectures?
Well, so you know how, like, the trend nowadays is, like, more, I guess you call it containerization, though. That's a new term. Eventually, you start with, dedicated servers. Each person gets a dedicated server. And then we're like, oh, okay, virtual machines. Each person gets a dedicated virtual machine. And then we're like, now containers. Run untrusted code in a container. Like, if we back off on that a little bit.
Oh, that was a red car.
Yeah, cars don't really give a shit.
It was a red car running a red.
Oh, wow. How poetic.
Mm. They call me Poet Hugh. They don't.
I'm glad you clarified that no one did call you that. We're getting news written out right now. It's got a squeaky little pen. Squeak, 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 squeak. Oh, she picked the bad pen. There's two blue pens. One of them works and one of them doesn't work.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the smaller one. We should throw the one out, right? Oh, Jesus. I've got nowhere to throw it. I'll just put it there. I was like looking around. I'm like, who do I want to throw it at? And I'm like, no one looks like they'll enjoy a pin to the face at the moment. So.
Yeah. Anyway, should we talk some bus news? Whoa, you've just like nearly died.
Some bus news, you reckon?
Oh, I get you.
What? That's bullshit. Thank you, driver disappearing. No one says it.
Wow, what a way to introduce that news.
Sorry.
I thought this came up a couple of weeks ago.
It fucking did. We talked about how everyone in Wellington is really nice to their bus drivers and always thanks them. Is this the bus drivers are saying no one says it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone oh, what an ABS violation. And 56.
No
56?
No one says it. Yeah, I don't know. So... I will say that it's probably on the down at the moment, you know, just given the situation. So maybe there's less. But we did talk about it. Wellington, people tend to think their buses. I think we had Michael on at some point, and we were discussing the way some cities don't do it. He said Christchurch doesn't do it, I think.
What, think the bus drivers?
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, thank
thanks the bus drivers.
Yeah, you said bus drivers, weird. Yeah, there are some places where people don't thank bus drivers. My understanding is that we do here. We do thank them. Though, yeah, maybe it's less, maybe it's more, who knows. Do you thank your bus driver?
Yeah, I always thank them.
Even when
they're like shitty, I'll still say thanks.
I don't know. Like I don't thanks often have a shitty bus driver.
Thanks for getting me home without killing me.
Yeah, thanks for trying. Maybe it's better to... Oh, yeah, we brought that one up a lot. That one's happened 20 times. That's when it's happening? Okay, cool. We'll go into that once we talked about it.
Are they taking Snapper off that?
They are taking Snapper off the airport flyer route.
Why?
Yeah. It's fucked, right? Because they said... My understanding is they're just like, oh, we don't want to have to deal with it. We don't want to have to maintain the Snapper hardware. This is the fucked up thing, though, right? Do you know what company owns Snapper?
No.
It's Infratel.
Yeah.
Do you know what company owns the airport?
Infratel.
Do you know what company owns the airport flyer?
Infratel.
What the fuck are they doing? That the company who owns Snapper refuses to put Snapper on their own services. And like the airport flyer. It's such a like, it's just fucked.
I just can't believe that we've gone to a system where all the buses have the same card.
Yeah, finally.
And now, this isn't good. This isn't good. We need to cut it.
It's fucked. Yeah, and they already have it. It's not like the airport flyer is a new service. The airport flyer exists and has Snapper. So the news is that September is the date for when they're removing it. How fucked is that?
It's nuts.
I just don't understand. It's super dumb. I seriously want to... I'm going to say it right now. Someone should hack into Infratel and make them support Snapper. I don't know how. Hack into them. Like, sneak a few project proposals in somewhere. Send some emails. Pretend to be a manager. Get Snapper back on that bus. Get domain admin and use it to get it back on the bus.
So I was talking to someone. Oh, what an ABS violation. What? Oh, that was nearly a red light. There was a one...
It was just a little bit jiggly.
Yeah, 5:35. Yeah, they basically just rolled through without stopping, but then it turned green.
Yes, they managed to get it.
Oh, what an ABS violation.
ABS,
what number is that? Is that just not a number?
What route is that?
Oh, yeah, it's on that side.
60E. Gotcha.
That light was less than a minute.
Yeah, if people are pressing the button more often, it changes more often.
Oh, man. Speaking of buses that get you to particular places...
As most of them do.
Did you ever catch the number 18 bus?
Ooh, I see where you're going with this.
Goes from Karori past the Victoria Uni.
I think I would, actually. Because,
past the other uni.
How does it...
Past the hospital. Past, like, heaps of places that you might want to go. I think it also went past the zoo, because everyone wants to go to the zoo.
Yeah, no, so I might have. So when I was living in kind of Newtown area... Oh, wait, did it go to Miramar through Newtown or through...
Yeah, I think it was through Newtown.
Yeah, so I think I did, because I think what happened was... Is that the one that ends up going by Briscoe's on Taranaki? Yeah, yeah. So what I used to do is catch it from Newtown to there, because there's the main buses that go through town. This one, yeah, diverts to the uni. I did used to catch it. Yes, I did. Handed a little bus to catch. Though I never used to catch on the way home because, there's more buses on the other bus stop relative to where I worked that it made more sense to catch the other buses on the way home.
Yeah. I caught it home from school because it was, like, the quickest.
Yeah, because, like, it takes a little bit of a different route.
Yeah.
And it bypasses.
But, yeah, they're reinstating that because apparently people decided that...
Not offering buses to the uni.
Yeah, people go to the university. Yeah. And
so... My understanding is the bus was still existing just only during peak time, right?
Yeah, something like that.
It exists at the moment on peak hours and not on peak hours. Now, for those of you who might have be familiar with how university works...
It just goes all the time.
It goes all day. It doesn't... They're not like, okay, we've got the morning classes and the evening classes, and that is it. It doesn't really work like that. So
it's kind of interesting because... So when they did this whole route planning thing, they were like... We have 7 years of data of knowing where people go.
where they tap on. Every transfer, every single... They could 100%. 100% of the data.
They have this data. But what's happened? They've just taken away stuff that people wanted.
It's fucked, right? It's fucked. Sorry, they picked the new routes before they had all the snapper data, because 7 years ago when they started planning it, they didn't have the snapper data. Is that the gist? And then as it came in, okay, that is officially the worst thing I've heard today. That is
like, why didn't they stop after 7 years and be like,
hey,
you know
we've got
what?
Data now.
Stuff has changed.
Stuff has changed. Maybe we should just double check, like, are these routes going to work? And this one guy sits down and, like, checks a few routes and is like, holy shit, guys, I think we've made a mistake here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that this is going to work out for us.
Yeah, like, even my wife was just like, don't they have the data? Like, a fucking second year uni student, I reckon, could plan the entire network.
Because if you think about the numbers, like, if you... What? Maybe like you'd be less than 10,000 a day, right?
Yeah,
less than 10,000 people a day. My computer can simulate that. Done. It just done. Yeah.
Boom.
Done.
Now we've got a brand new set of routes.
Brand new set of routes that'll be perfect, right? Like it's just I don't know. Yeah, it's dumb. How silly.
Speaking of,
so they have reinstated it. Yeah.
Yeah. So number 18 is coming back in. I think it's already back in. Oh,
yeah.
No, it's not quite. Speaking of routes and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know their new timetables are not accurate?
Oh, okay. So I did see something about this. Was this a bus driver in particular?
A bus driver was shitty at people being shitty at them.
Yeah.
And so they left up a note showing. The data they get from their depot.
Which is like you need to be in the station in town at like
this guy. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Red. Do we count that as two? Do we count that as two because he's a double digger? It's pretty good bus driver vigilanteism that he was just like, look, this is what I have to fucking deal with. Stop getting mad at me. Which is, you know, I like that. It's, like, pretty shitty for bus drivers to have to deal with, people. Oh, I think there's a loud motorbike that went past and managed to pick up on these dynamics.
Do we count that as two?
No, we count it as one, I'd say. I just like to joke about counting it as two.
Oh, I changed the font color of this ABS count, but I didn't put a fucking bold around.
Oh, you're trying to make it look like the same as the red light runners?
Yeah.
It's quite an ugly outline. Color, isn't it?
Oh, outline.
You do want a black outline, yeah.
Nah, just...
Black. Yeah, I just... It's fine.
Right, anyway.
It's a little campy. Yeah, good bus driver, right? I like that. The bus driver's just like, fuck these guys. Don't get mad at me. It's kind of sad that people got angry at him, but you know how it is. If you've been fucked around all day, are you checking with the... Yeah, there was. There was definitely red light.
All right. That's a 52.
If you're being fucked around all day by buses and you catch a bus and it fucks you, like, you're just like, You get angry and you want to just yell at someone. So I can understand why people get mad at the bus driver. I don't think it's the right thing to do, but we've all been there, right, Hugh?
Yeah.
You're not mad at the person, but they're the one in front of you and they're part of the system.
I do try and not do that. Yeah.
I do,
though. I have been kind of frustrated and I've questioned the rules.
Yeah.
So one example was, I was putting my bike on the train once.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember this one.
It was a completely empty train. And the train driver was like, oh, the conductor or manager or whatever they call them, was just like, oh, you're not allowed to admit this time. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it's empty. You, dude, there's already that. A bus. So there was already a bike there. I was the second bike to go on. And I was just like, why? Oh, are you going to find this other person's bike and get them to get off? And he's just like, you're just not allowed. Just don't do it again. I'm like,
why? Yeah. Stop enforcing shitty rules, dude.
Whereas this bus driver, I like that because he sees the problem.
He's like, whoever it is completely aware of it. And it's just like, I like that they put up the explanation rather than just a sign being like, don't get mad at me.
I like how they put up their day sheet just to be like, this is...
So he didn't say what was on the day sheet for anyone who's listening.
Oh, yeah. So it gave like the where they're meant to start and where they're meant to finish and the times in between. And it's just like an impossible feat.
Yeah. It's like you have to be in town at 10 past and out to the start of your next route in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that at 8:30 in the morning.
From Johnsonville to Iron Bay. I think it was that route.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of complaints about that. So they're coming from Johnsonville to Iron Bay and they have less than like 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
Which like... that takes more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's, bit silly. And I don't know. Stuff like this is just like, clearly the bus companies are shitty. So did you see, there was a thing a while back, I can't remember if we mentioned it, that the council was looking at increasing the ability for them to fine shitty bus managers? Because like the council, or like Greater Wellington manages Metlink, manage one part of it. And they also manage, like, NZ Bus, for example, or Transurban, who run the buses.
Yeah, all the contracts,
But they have literally no way to punish them if they don't do it. So they bid for a contract, they pick one, and then they decide, now we're stuck with it. If they literally decide to stop running that contract, then fuck
all this problem. People are like, can't we go back to status quo? And the answer is no, we can't, because we've got a brand new contract. And they can't. Just... can't get the old one, and the new one's like, no, this is what we're doing. Like,
they have no way to punish anyone on the new one. They literally, you can't punish someone in their current system. So they're going to change it so they can like dish out fines. They're like, hey, if more than 5% of your routes are late or whatever the hell, then we're going to fine you $10,000, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, good.
I reckon it'll be good.
If you say you can run a route and then you don't run it effectively, you should, like, harsh consequences.
Yeah, like, it's kind of weird because they bid for a contract and they're clearly not
capable of doing it. Yeah, they're not fulfilling it properly.
And, like, the contract probably should have had in it being, like, if you don't fulfill the contract, like, with all these numbers.
Yeah.
But now they're having to, like, so they're, like, making it a bylaw or something, aren't they, so they can fine it?
Doing something, yeah. I don't know how
they're taking a more legal approach.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's silly. We've got one more bus news. I guess we should talk about it, and then we'll switch lanes.
Yeah. So speaking of all this money and like fines and whatnot, would you pay for a bus if you rode on it?
I do at the moment if I ride on
a
bus.
What if it's a shitty ride?
If like the system is shitty or the ride's shitty?
The system, I guess, in this.
Yeah, because if the ride's shitty, too late, you've already tapped on.
Yeah.
The best you can do is tap off and avoid the fine. Because if you don't tap off, you get charged more. So.
There's this thing. People are thinking of doing a kind of like boycott strike. It's not one of either.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of want to boycott.
You'd call it civil disobedience.
Yeah. They basically want to not pay for their buses.
Like, en masse.
Yeah, like, everyone get together and just agree not to pay. Yeah, I'm torn. I don't know who loses money. Does the bus operator lose the money, or does the council lose the money? Because both are fucked up, but the bus operator is the ones I hate.
Yeah.
Council fucked up by letting this happen.
Yeah, and there's not much the council can do at this stage, I guess.
Which is their fault.
It is their fault, but like, should we punish them for...
making a problem?
Should we punish them for something that they can't change at the moment? Because they're taking steps to change it slowly but surely, but...
I think we're punishing them for... if we were going to punish them, I'm not saying we should, we'd be punishing them for not thinking about this sooner. Like, basically, punishing them for doing a bad job.
Yeah.
Like... sure, they can't fix it now, but they're already fixing it. So the part, I guess, yeah, they're already fixing it. So what's the point in punishment?
When do you think it will all be fixed and there'll be no complaints?
So the number that is quoted, oft quoted, is 6 months from when of the inception. 6 months from the inception. Yeah. We're almost at one now, are we?
Yeah, I think almost at one.
Yeah, almost at 1 month. So 5 more months of this and it will be solved. This is the number the council themselves said.
Yeah.
So
from before they even rolled it out.
Before they rolled it out, they were like, it's going to be shitty. Give it 6 months.
Yes.
So.
Oh, this guy. Just full red.
I have been watching.
2302.
Yeah. Damn, that was very red. Red and then he enters. Yeah, that was very red. Yeah, we should report these. I honestly thought we were going to get like no red light runners here, right? Because why would you run a red light here? It's not even a there's a bus stop right there. There's not even any point in like speeding up to fucking 60 along here.
It's because they know. Oh, it's also only meant to be like 30 or something.
Yeah, but it's
because they know that it's just a pedestrian. They're like, it's a pedestrian. There's no pedestrians. I'm just going
to
go.
Yeah. And not to mention, if a pedestrian does go, well, you know, like this small, they won't hit the bus. Bus can keep going.
Oh, that's grim.
I'm just saying, like, if you were driving a vehicle and you're like, hey, this guy can kill me, this guy can't, which one are you going to be more lenient with? You'll be like, I'm not going to die if I fuck this guy over. More news. I think that's it. That's it. We're changing lanes now. We're finished all the bus news.
Yeah, because that. Yeah, we've just done everything. So we got a couple more tech news.
Yeah, not many.
So DEF CON happened.
Oh, DEF CON happened. So did Black Hat and besides Las Vegas. Oh my God, Hacker Summer. I don't even know if I would want to. Like, I've thought about it. I used to think I would love to go.
So there were talks about changing location.
Oh, they were mad. Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it, actually.
Yeah.
It's calls to change location of DEF CON. Because everyone's just, like, fed up.
Some people were like, what about changing countries? Which, like, yeah.
Okay, but that wouldn't be a change. That would just be a new DEF CON, right? Like, that's, you know, like, SciScan Asia, SciScan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever. So, or SysCan is the other name of it. SysCan. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the other thing is we don't really have a shortage of cons in other countries, do we?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's the... I don't know. But yeah, a lot of changes to change, like a lot of calls to change location, which I haven't seen before. You've been before, right?
Yeah, I've been once.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not sure I'll go again.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it for the trip aspect.
Yeah, because it was in the States. It was like a chance to get away and Mustang con and stuff.
Yeah, like I did like a little mini holiday with Adele.
Yeah, yeah. That's Hugh's wife, not his mistress. His mistress is Michelle. So
Michelle? What?
I just made up a name. Sorry. My first reaction was to say Sarah, and I'm like, don't say Sarah.
Wow. Sarah is Stephen's mistress.
Yeah. Moving on. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to go. Anyway, so some of the drama, to give it...
There's quite a bit of drama, isn't
there? The only thing I think was really technical, which is kind of funny, is like people were like, hey, the hotel uses My Fair Classic.
Yeah.
Load these, make a MasterCard. Which is like, yes. I recently did some work with My Fair Classic. I think it's because I've worked with My Fair Classic recently that I'm really salty at all these people who are discovering My Fair Classic.
People still use it. Yeah, like Bevana used it.
Yeah, people use it. Everyone uses it.
They've used it forever. Like, yeah. I've always wanted to do something with it, but it's also like immoral and illegal.
So is civil disobedience on the bus, mate.
Yeah, I don't do that. I haven't actually caught a bus in quite a while.
Yeah, don't think I have either, actually. Last one I caught was a few months ago. When I got my fish, actually, I caught the bus to go buy my fish. Caught the bus there and then got an Uber home because
can't really take a 150-liter fish tank on the bus, but you can try. He's just busy at the.
I'm listening.
Anyway, yeah, so people can clone hotel cards. So the news that you could clone hotel cards came out.
Yeah.
The news. Yeah, anyway, someone like decided to look at the hotel card. And then we started hearing reports
shit
of people...
hit the fan.
Started hearing reports of people, and I believe it started with people just saying like, hey, someone's been in my room without my knowledge or authorization. Someone's gone through my stuff. Some people said they had video of people, just normal people, coming into their room, going through all this shit.
Yep.
Eventually, it looks like what happened was these were hotel staff members, ununiformed, plainclothes, hotel security staff.
Oh,
who,
I can hardly read that number.
It's the airport flyer, so there's not going to be many of them. We do have an ABS violation right here. One more ABS violation.
2801.
Just writing that down. Anyway, so... Okay, yeah, turns out this was hotel security stuff. And I think the one story that, you know, like it's pretty invasive to see or like to have on camera someone coming into your room, searching all your stuff and then leaving again, presumably not stealing anything, though they could if they were dodgy. I think the story that everyone heard was the one with
takes the whole evil maid thing to a whole new level.
So Grok is... posted before about how he's had a similar thing. I think when he was working as a O'Day broker.
He
ran this a few times.
Yeah.
And he's always got techniques. Like there's the one where you sprinkle like confetti over your laptop.
Yeah.
Take a photo. Those kind of things are quite good. I think those are even like in high security systems, they'll use like gel with glitter in it, for example. It's a good one.
You need to have a really high quality photo and a way to compare it afterwards.
Yeah, because if you just visually compare it, it's not always the best. But confetti, like a decently big
confetti is pretty good because like
you can do that visually, even cell phone camera.
Yeah, like with confetti, whoever breaks in and tampers with it, they could put it back to how it was
if they had hours
by hand.
Yeah,
but like. It will just take so long, and like the risk just decreases of that because it will take so long.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's also quite good because you can visualize it as soon as you get in.
Yeah, yeah, you can just look and be like, "Someone's moved the motherfucking confetti."
And like even just like a like the old school trick of like a hair somewhere in the doorframe, or
yeah,
like a
hair in the doorframe is pretty good. Yeah, that kind of thing. The reason I like the confetti is, let's say someone has a camera in there before you go in.
Yeah,
confetti breaks that as well. They're like, "Oh, we know he's confettied it."
Yeah.
Still kind of, was the hair, you know, like, unless you're going to be like, whose hair was this? Then, you know, it's, you can kind of get around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like, yeah, so.
You know, Katie Moore, right?
Yeah.
Katie Missouri. Missouri. I've actually met her. She's like really cool.
Yeah, no, I met her.
She was here for KiwiCon.
Somewhere. I think I met her in Australia.
Around, yeah. She came here for a KiwiCon, and I believe it was the KiwiCon I got glittered to shit. I can't remember if it was her or someone else. Someone was glittering that KiwiCon, and like it was a year before I got rid of all the glitter. Like I still find it. It was like in some books I'd read last KiwiCon, and I went to pull them out again. Just happened, and I was like, more glitter.
Was Jane at that KiwiCon?
I don't think so. Do you go to KiwiCon normally?
She likes glitter and glittering things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not yet. Let's finish the bus factor, and then we can move on with these stories.
All right, anyway,
her story, I recommend you just go and read it, because I'm going to do a poor job of retelling it. But she was in the situation where people were just banging on her door, being like, let us in.
Yeah.
And she was like, what the hell? I believe she's traveling alone.
Yeah.
Let us in. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
So she calls up
the reception, because
and gets their security online.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
I can't remember what they say. They were just like, it's a thing, right?
Yeah, so I think the gist was, it's a legit thing.
It's a legit thing, let them in.
Yeah.
And supposedly they're being real cunts about it. Like,
yeah, and
like,
she was like,
let us the fuck in.
No. And like, then like the head of security, like the manager had to come up or something.
Yeah. The other thing that happened at DEF CON, at the hotel, did you see someone tweeted... being like, oh, if I was going to attack at DEF CON, I wouldn't attack, I wouldn't do it against Sorry, let me start again. I can't remember the exact tweet. It was like, if I'm going to attack people, I'm going to attack, not going to attack people at DEF CON because they're all poor. They don't have any O-Day. They're like, you know, they're not rich. They don't have money. I'd rather attack people at like an Apple conference or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hotel security read that tweet. The police department was contacted and went to talk to him. He's in Las Vegas talking about attacking people at a conference. Yeah, it did not go down well. They thought they meant murdering people. He went to the police department and explained, and the police were like, oh, you work for a tech company. This is what you do. Okay, you're an idiot, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the hotel security was like, you're out. He's like, no, we've explained to the police. They're like, no, you're out.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of his hotel. Kind of sucks, right?
Yeah, like, what do you do then? Like,
fight. Luckily, it's a big conference. You'll probably be able to find someone. Tweet out being like, hey, has anyone got like a place?
Yeah, like just crash on the couch somewhere.
Yeah. It does suck though. It would suck if
you weren't there for a conference and you just got kicked out of your hotel and then you're like, well, I don't have flights out until next day. Like, what do I do?
Try and find another hotel, right? If it's not a conference and it's not busy, you'd probably be okay. But yeah, it would really fuck up your trip, right?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the guy who tweeted about the planes, about making planes fly sideways before his flight or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, man.
What an idiot. That guy was dumb, though, right?
This guy wanted to go through.
ABS violation.
Number two. That's almost a fucking red.
he's fully over it. I feel bad for him. He's like, yeah, so this guy like just made a mistake. The plane guy was a fucking douchebag. I mean, maybe he was a fine person, but he tweeted dumbly. He tweeted like an idiot.
That was actually the first bus going that way that I knew the number.
Yeah,
there was an ABS.
Yeah, it wasn't a red light. It was an ABS. Make sure you include blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, okay. So we're almost done. We've got one more piece of news, but I do want to talk about something else before we go. So the last piece of news is, so DEF CON, I don't know. There's like lots of security issues, whatever. Faxsploit.
I thought this cyclist was about to run it. But
unless. A facsimile. Do you know a facsimile?
Yeah, I have actually used a facsimile machine.
So have I. I think most people our age have,
still use them, though.
Oh, yeah, I haven't used one recently. Like, I'm trying to think the last time I used one. We received faxes via our printer at Silver Stripe, I think.
The last one might have been when I did the house. I can't remember if we had to do one then.
Oh, yeah, my lawyers had to, like, fax a bunch of shit. Which is so dumb, because every time they fax it, they're faxing text, okay? Which, initially, when you want to alter the contract, it's a file on your computer. Then they fax it to someone, like an idiot.
Yeah.
And then every change subsequently is written on a shitty piece of faxed paper.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. Ugh. Idiot.
Oh, this taxi, like, that's quite an ABS.
Where's the butt at? Oh, I'm smoking right now. Is that guy running a red light, do you reckon?
Oh,
the guy in the background.
He's poking his bum out.
We have counted that as a half traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you don't like halves. We only do that when you're not here.
Yeah, I know. I noticed. You even said I wasn't here. And I'm like,
So we'll do it. Okay, now no halves. That's fair enough. We'll just leave them. Faxsploit. Speaking of receiving fax messages by printer, tell us about this. I don't know anything about it.
I believe it's a like single packet thing to HP fax machine. So like we get these printers that are like all in one fax printer things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think one of the printers in our office is fax.
Maybe. I don't know if it is. Yeah.
But yeah, like a bunch of HP machines, single packet, send it to the...
Hang on. The fax operates over the phone line though, right? Is it a phone line attack or is it a...
I believe it's a printer attack.
Yeah.
So like you have it open as a port.
Jeez, lots of noise. You have it open as a port.
Yeah, so you have a network port open with... And if you send data to that, you can send a fax.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, so it's like a fax interface, yeah.
That port, if you send a single packet, boom, done.
RCE?
I believe it's RCE.
Nice.
So maybe it's more than like a single packet. Well, maybe that single packet is enough to get an RCE, yeah.
It's like command equals.
Yeah.
Normally you just put in fax, but if you put in... semicolon bash.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the IP phones from Cisco Probably a year back. Like that? They had like a single byte denial of service. Like it was.
Oh yeah, that's kind of common. There was the HP ILO one where it was like connection, keep alive. That's a pretty good one. It's such because you look at it and you're like, oh, this must be a crashing proof of concept. But it's actually not a crashing proof of concept. Oh yeah, so he did. Very weird. It's actually just the auth bypass, right? You look at it and you think it's a crashing proof of concept.
You do.
Yeah. Good. I look at Hugh like he needs to respond, but he can't because he doesn't have the microphone in his hand.
I'm doing stuff. We got 10 red lights and 8 ABS violations.
That's pretty good.
I think that's roughly double from what we were at 5:30 as well.
Yeah, that's twice as much as last week about as well. Okay.
It's been quite busy.
The last thing I want to mention is I thought we could tease something.
Tease something?
Yeah. The project.
You mean Project 10?
No. No, not Project 10.
More than Project 10?
Not by much, but yeah. Project 11.
But when are we going to talk about Project 10?
Never. Oh. I don't know anything about Project 10, actually. We could go back and find out. But
it might be the rocket one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh, don't give away too much. Jesus. Anyway, we have a project coming up that will revolutionize the bus factor. We'll have to see. It probably will help a lot.
I reckon it will.
Yeah,
I think like, I've seen it go, and
yeah,
it'll be cool.
It'll be better than what we've got now. Be good.
Like, yeah, what we have now is a giant pillar in our current setup. Like, we actually have to rely on
the camera, yeah, because we can't see out the window properly. Oh, yeah, in any case, so that's a little teaser for you. Hey,
I think we might have talked about it before.
We've talked about it briefly. If you like the bus factor and would like to contribute to more content and
click
news,
on this button or this button, give us a thumbs up,
subscribe. Slap that like button. I've got a Patreon. You can follow me on Patreon and give me some money.
But in all seriousness, we are on a lot of platforms, and we would like to know where people listen to us. Yep, like, what platform do you listen?
Yeah,
is it iTunes?
Just
is
leave it. Leave a YouTube? Comment on the platform you use, which works if that's one of the ones that supports comments. If it doesn't, I don't know. Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, just tweet us.
Yeah. Or
just pay us, like go to Patreon and just...
Yeah, if you pay us enough money, we'll like hear more about your opinion as well. So if one person says they want it on YouTube and they pay us more money than the 10 people who say they want Twitch, it's on YouTube, I'm sorry. they're worth more than you. So.
One of our patrons was outside earlier when we were setting up.
Huh. Didn't know that. Was it me?
It wasn't
I'm not a patron.
You.
Okay. Hey, cool.
All
right. In any case, same time, same place next week. You here next week?
Believe so.
Cool.
I'm on site, but yeah, should be able to come back.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
And stay bussy.